This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the laws set to take effect.
Senator from Lewis.
The effective date for most laws in Missouri is August 28th. There are exceptions. In some cases, an emergency clause means the legislation becomes law as soon as it is signed. Other measures take effect on other dates, such as the first of the year. Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown sponsors Senate Bill 8, a proposal that changes the law relating to flashing lights on motor vehicles and equipment. When Missouri senators debated the legislation on Valentine's Day, he explained it will clear concerns MoDOT had about certain language in existing law.
Those vehicles with their amber and white lights to go through construction areas.
Senate Bill 8 became law when it was signed by the governor on June 28th.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to
Senate Bill 16 exempts delivery charges from sales and use taxes. The measure was first debated on the Missouri Senate floor on February 1st. Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentions charging sales tax on deliveries is not currently a Missouri Department of Revenue policy, but it could have been.
We do not collect sales tax on deliveries today.
Senate Bill 16 will become law on August 28th.
I move that Senate Bill number 49 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for...
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors sponsors Senate Bill 49, a measure that modifies several provisions relating to local sales taxes. She tells her colleagues there is a difference between her proposal, as originally introduced, and what they saw on April 13th.
We have stripped out all the new tax authorizations and governance structure from the bill.
Senate Bill 49 will also take effect on August 28th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 62 be taken up for perfection.
Senate Bill 62 makes changes to different aspects of various pension systems and forfeiture of a pension benefit due to a felony conviction. During debate on March 7th, sponsor, Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby, told Missouri senators the idea centers around SERF, or County Employees Retirement Fund.
Requires an employer contribution of 6%, then requires an employee contribution of 2% for new employees.
Senate Bill 62 is an example of a measure that has varying effective dates. In all, 38 Missouri Senate and 33 Missouri House of Representatives bills went to the executive branch, with a total of 8 measures receiving a veto. This includes line item vetoes and some appropriations proposals. Also, one bill will become law without having received the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.